Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today is the finale of Bowser the Hound, written by Thornton W. Burgess. It's sad to see it end, but guess what? For the next episode, we will start another book. As I mentioned in the past, we will read a book for March is Reading Month. The book I have chosen is The Hound of the Baskervilles, written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's a novel about Sherlock Holmes, and I must say, I am excited. Hopefully you are too. Thanks for coming along on this journey reading Bowser the Hound. Now, let's turn to today's story and finish this book. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Chapter 41, What Blacky the Crow Saw. The greatest puzzle is simple enough when you know the answer, Bowser the Hound. There were just two people to whom the disappearance of that fat hen Reddy Fox had hidden in the hollow stump was not a mystery. One of them was Blacky the Crow. When the farmer and Bowser the Hound had rushed out at the sound of Blacky's excited cawing, Blacky had flown to the top of a tall tree from which he could see all that went on. Everything had happened just as Blacky had hoped it would. Bowser had taken the trail of Reddy Fox, and Blacky felt sure that sooner or later Reddy would lead him back home to Farmer Brown's. Blacky was doubly pleased with himself. He was pleased to think that he had found a way of getting Bowser back home, and he was quite as much pleased because he had been smart enough to outwit Reddy Fox. He didn't wish Reddy any harm, and he felt sure that no harm would come to him. He didn't even wish him to lose that dinner Reddy had come so far to get, but he didn't care if Reddy did lose it, if only his plan worked out as he hoped it would. "I wonder what he'll do with that fat hen," muttered Blacky, as he watched Reddy race away with it thrown over his shoulders. "He can't carry that hen far and keep out of the way of Bowser. I think I'll follow and see what he does with it." So Blacky followed, and his eyes twinkled when he saw Reddy hide the fat hen in the hollow stump. He knew that no matter how far Bowser might chase Reddy, Reddy would come back for that fat hen, and he was rather glad to think that Reddy would have that good dinner after all. "No one will ever think to look in that hollow stump," thought Blacky, "and I certainly will not tell anyone. Reddy has earned that dinner. Now I think I'll go get something to eat myself." At that very instant, Blacky's sharp eyes caught a glimpse of a gray form with broad wings, and in a perfect panic of fear, Blacky began to fly as fast as he knew how for a thick spruce tree not far away. He plunged in among the branches and hid in the thickest part he could find. With little shivers of fear running all over him, he peeked out and watched the gray form. On broad wings it sailed over to the hollow stump. Two long legs with great curving claws reached down in, and a moment later that fat hen was disappearing over the treetops. Blacky sighed with relief. "It's a lucky thing for me that robber, Mr. Goshawk, saw Reddy hide that fat hen," muttered Blacky. "If he hadn't, he might have caught me, for I didn't see him at all." Chapter 42, All Is Well That Ends Well. When things go wrong, just patient be, until the end you plainly see. For often things that seem all bad will end by making all hands glad. Bowser the Hound. Reddy Fox, trotting homeward, had nothing but bitterness in his heart and nothing at all in his stomach. He was tired and hungry and bitterly disappointed. He was in a country with which he was not familiar, and so he did not know where to hunt, and he felt that he just must get something to eat. Do what he would, he couldn't help thinking about that fat hen he had hidden and which had so mysteriously disappeared. The more he thought of it, the worse he felt. It was bad enough to be hungry and have no idea where the next meal was coming from, but it was many times worse to have had that meal and then lose it. To Reddy, everything was all wrong. Now on his way home, Reddy had to pass several farms. Hunger made him bold, and at each farm he stole softly as near as possible to the farmyard, hoping that he might find more fat hens unguarded. Now it happened that that afternoon, a farmer at one of these farms was preparing some chickens to be taken to market early the next morning. He was picking these chickens in a shed attached to the barn. He had several all picked when he was called to the house on an errand. It happened that just after he had disappeared, Reddy Fox came stealing around from behind the barn, and at once he smelled those chickens. Just imagine how Reddy felt when he peeped in that shed and saw those fine chickens just waiting for him. 2 minutes later, Reddy was racing back to the woods with one of them. This time, there was no dog behind him, and in a little hollow, Reddy ate the finest dinner he had ever had. You see, there were no feathers to bother him on that chicken, for it had been picked. When the last bit had disappeared, Reddy once more started for home, and this time he was happy, for his stomach was full. Long before Reddy got back to the old pasture, Farmer Brown's boy and Bowser the Hound had reached home. Such a fuss as everybody did make over Bowser. It seemed as if each one at Farmer Brown's was trying to spoil Bowser. As for Bowser himself, he was the happiest dog in all the great world. Blacky the Crow got back to the Green Forest near Farmer Brown's just before jolly round Red Mr. Sun went to bed. Blacky had found plenty to eat, and he had seen no more of fierce Mr. Goshawk. As Blacky settled himself on his roost, he heard from the direction of Farmer Brown's house a great voice. It was the voice of Bowser the Hound trying to express his joy in being home. Blacky chuckled contentedly. He, too, was happy, for it always makes one happy to have one's plans succeed. All's well that ends well, he chuckled, and closed his eyes sleepily. Blacky never could have fooled old Granny Fox as he did Reddy. She is far too smart to be fooled even by so clever a scamp as Blacky. She is so smart that she deserves a book all her own, and so the next volume in this series will be Old Granny Fox. The End.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Grapes, and the audio clips were provided by NASA. For more information, to contact us, or to download podcast extras, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. Also, if you haven't done so, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.